into the roadways, and you've got mud, and you've got very small shoulders. System performance and preservation, and that's something we talked about just a little while ago, and that's the hundreds of miles of road that are out here in Elbert County that need maintaining. The lack of paved roads. The necessary improvements that everybody can see every day and yet cost a lot of money to do, and we'll have to do both now. And I think another overriding concern is quality of life out here and the changes that can occur as development comes through, whether it's an infrastructure development or whether it's a housing subdivision development. We're talking about lifestyle protection here, equine safety, the rural lifestyle that many people came out here originally to have, or the new came out here to have. We talked at length to a lot of the technical people that are involved in Elbert County, the EMS people and the road people and the planning people. EMS told me a number of interesting things. I know it's occurred to all of you, but as we're discovering what Elbert County is, you need to know these things in order to write a transportation master plan. Inconsistent and changing road names is very difficult. It's difficult to pinpoint where somebody is if the road has two different designations and a common name. And there might be a need for calling out roads now instead of by Colorado Road such and such. For example, Singing Hills Road instead of whatever the Colorado Road designation it is. There's not enough access in new subdivisions for emergency responders. There should be several ins and outs, and sometimes some of those subdivisions just simply don't have that. And that's a big issue. And something we don't want to think about, but I think in today's age we have to, and that is that Elbert County is going to be a room for evacuation if the metro area ever has to evacuate. So we need to figure out what routes will work for them. If we ever need to leave Denver in a hurry and everybody scoots east out of Denver to Elbert County, we need to know how would those roads function and what kind of capacity can they use. Those are just some of the things that we've heard. And then we heard from some people that we need more transit. Some people would like to have transit into the Denver metro area, but some people would like to have a little more senior transit or teenage transit. Any of those kinds of things. We have some transit in place now that we share with two other counties, and it's an on-call scheduled transit that can take you if you schedule an ahead of time for doctor's visits and things like that. But it either doesn't have enough time to do what it needs to do, or people aren't using it because they don't think they can get it when they need it. 7 to 15 times a month people use that, and we believe there's probably more need for that, but they're frustrated because it's on demand, but you have to schedule it, and it's certain days of the week, and so you have to really organize your life to use it. So we went out to take some photos, and from here they look very clear. Can you see that? Are they clear or not? Just to show you what the perception of Elbert County is. So these are edges of Elbert County. Soft shoulders or no shoulders. Here's a good newly signed intersection. So when you're driving in the dark or in the rain, you can see where you're going. And particularly if you don't live here and you're passing through, that's really important. The people who live here kind of know how to do that. Up here you can see absolutely no shoulders, and as you look into the horizon, you know, it's a driverless highway, no signage. Down here, dirt road, typically with a lot of the dirt roads. Of course, we got these pictures on a good day. So as we work on this master plan, we'll be out here when it's not good days, too, to get first-hand knowledge of how bad some of these conditions are. Sort of more of the same sort of thing. In the bottom one, it's inconsistent striping. The striping's worn off. That happens a lot out here. And I think this one is replicative of the kind of development we're out here. You know, you have pretty rural development, and then you have some subdivisions that are coming in. So it's a two different kinds of community. And this is typical of the kind of dust clouds that we get out here, and particularly if you're going behind a tanker or a truck or any of that. Thanks. As we build this master plan, we're going to have to take into consideration a number of things. We're going to have to take into consideration existing intergovernmental agreements. These are legal documents that the county